With regard to chazakah, part of chazakah is that there is no reason for you to think otherwise than what chazakah is.
It's just the object you decide.
Right. In other words, the example of the man you gave, you haven't heard anything to the contrary that he was not honest.
Yes.
What kind
of... I didn't say I had nothing to the contrary that he was honest. I know that he was honest. Until 3.5 years ago, all the 30 years that I knew he was honest, then he's got a chazaka. If I didn't know whether he was dishonest, he doesn't, he hasn't got a chazaka. I was very careful what I said.
I know, but the question I'm asking though is...
No, only...
You're saying in that 3.5 years that you were gone, you had heard nothing to the contrary.
Yes, he's got a chest of tashus.
Now my question is, what constitutes hearing to the contrary in order to dissolve a chazaka? In other words, is somebody a hearsay that somebody said, well, I heard that he was involved in a business deal and he wasn't honest? Or does somebody have to say that I was involved with a business deal and with him and he wasn't honest?
It's not relevant to our discussion, you know. It's not relevant to our discussion.
It may be, because
he was brought up in court and he was confronted with it and he was sentenced to 6 months in prison. And he didn't appeal. Have I got a doubt? Has he got a doubt? Has he got a doubt that I've got a doubt that he's... we know.
Okay, but at what point then? In other words, as long as you heard nothing to the contrary,
I have to be reasonably satisfied that he's dishonest before me.
And that is a subjective opinion of the basically.
No, it's not subjective. It is either that two witnesses come along and they say that he's not a suitable person, and there's no doubt about it.
Okay, but if...
Or I know. We know that this is a man who's been up in court. There's no question about it. He's been found guilty of it. He spends 6 months in prison already.
Okay, but if anything other than concrete evidence he wasn't honest, because we'll not disrupt the law.
But the other things, you see, that comes in Rove. Rove comes in. Question of Rove comes in. But I gave you the example where for 30 years I know what he was like. So there we've got that here. What a difficult thing.
Yeah, it's just, for example, the idea, the question of, the example you gave of the girl you're questioning about whether or not she was a psulo, like whatever it was. And she has come and said, yes, that nothing's happening. You, someplace in another country, find out, you overhear a conversation or whatever it was, that she was involved in some kind of situation.
Yes.
Does that constitute enough in your mind, if she comes before
if
you in front of facing?
If I'm satisfied with what I hear.
Okay, so...
If I'm satisfied with what I hear...
That's what I'm saying, then. It does come down to the subjective opinion of the Basin herself.
Yeah. In the end, there's always a subjective opinion. The only thing is, I am the person that I'm put in charge of, and I've got to make the decision. And if I feel that my position, my opinion is not sufficiently objective, I've got to call for evidence. And we go on to evidence. They say, why do you want evidence? I want evidence because I'm not satisfied that I haven't got enough to go on. He says, but you know that I was honest. I said, certain things have happened since then.
Okay.
I want evidence. You've got to bring the evidence that you're honest. That you get sugar.
Right. Or based on...
He says, what? I said, you were in court for embezzling $1,000. I want the evidence from the person that you repaid $1,000. You say, you did sugar, you paid $1,000. She said, certainly. Go and ask him, bring him. I said, he says, yes, he paid it. He didn't repay all of it, he paid half. He's busy repaying five. Then you've got to work with it, you see. Right. Let us go, just start the next test. The boys aim of the HSE Israel, the Kobil for a beer, Kidushi, the Husanubas, Gimoshoni. Now, Tosfos is going to ask a very interesting question. Now we are speaking about I'm only going to do the first part of the Tosfos. The first part of the Tosfos is very easy, so you don't have to worry before you get the Tosfos. You don't have to worry. It's very simple. You remember we said this is speaking out about a girl. I've got to explain something else to you. Pitui katano omesu. That is, if a person seduces a girl of 10 years of age, that is an omes. We don't say that's rotsen. Even if a girl agreed, that's not rotsen, that's omes. Up to 12 years of age, it's not rotsen, it's omes. Now, this little girl, we are speaking about an Ashes Israel, she got married, the Kiddushin was when she was 3 years of age. How old is she now? Let us say, for argument's sake, let us say that the Nisuin, the marriage takes place when she is 10 years old. If the marriage takes place when she's 10 years old, and she is a Be'ulo, it must have married been Tachto, but certainly there's no question because it's Ones. And even if it was Rotsen, there is no such thing as Rotsen of the Katana.
Can a woman have a Nisuin before she's 12?
Well, let's say exactly 12. On the day she becomes 12. That's the same thing, isn't that so?
Yes. Right.
So, Rashi said, V'achshav hi gedelo. Now she's a gedelo. So when the Nisuin takes place, she's 15 years of age. So we say, what is the sophic? That it was tachtov, it was between the age of 3 and 15, that it was during the time of Kiddushin. About that, there is no question. The only question is if it was sophic or only, so it's one doubt. So Tosfos asks the question, but yeah, you could also say it's a sphetz faker. You can say sophic, it's a sophic, whether it was before 12 or after 12. And even if it was after 12, perhaps it was an onus. So you've got again a sphetz faker. You follow?
Just one moment.
Just
one and a half, not really two.
So says Tosfos, but shame only chad. Says Tosfos, yes, but look here. You say, that's probably your point.
Yes.
You say, it could have happened before, don't forget, Kiddushin when she was 3, Nisuin when she was 15. You see, it could have happened before she was 12. And if it happened before she was 12, what is she?
An
ananusa. Or you could say it could have happened after 12, but it's again an ananusa. So it's only a question whether it was ones or it wasn't ones. Have you got the question? That's the answer. So that is what Tosfos says. Says, therefore it's only one sophic. Have you got the answer? If you've got the answer, I'm going to introduce you to another idea.
I don't quite follow the answer, I'm very sorry.
You don't follow the answer?
I'm the only one. Katana is defined as what age?
Up to 12. Now look here. We say that she is, when she gets married, she is 3.
Betrothed.
When she gets betrothed, she is 3. Then, when she gets married, she is 50. So we say there's only one sophic here. The biyur must have taken place tachto, because if it took place lav tachto, they would have been besuyin. So it was definitely tachto. About that there's no question about. So, what are we concerned about?
12 to 15.
Right. Just one moment. So what are we concerned about? We say we don't know whether it was ones or it was rotsen. So it's only one sophic. therefore she's prohibited to ask her. Says Tosfos, but here are two spakers. First of all, whether it was before 12 or after 12. And if it happened before 12, she's permitted to her husband. And even if you say that it happened after 12, perhaps it was the ones, and then she's the ones, and then she's again prohibited to her husband. So it still affects people. You follow? Answers Tosfos is now the gap. What is the first topic? Whether it took place when she was before 12 or after 12. And before 12, she's permitted to her husband. Why should she be permitted to her husband before 12? Why?
Because
it was onus. That's all it could be. Even if she said yes, it's still onus. Because it is onus. And even if you will say that it was after 12, she might also be permitted to him. Why? Because it's onus. It's the same topic. It's only a topic of onus. So it's one topic.
Right. But it's two different sources.
It's not two different sources, no. Two different times.
Okay, I mean, you're getting so the same subject twice, as opposed to being one subject.
Look here, if you, in the case of where we make a set speaker, you say, with the ancient Israel, Sophic Taplum, Sophic Lach Taplum. And even if you will say it was Tafel, or perhaps it was Ba'ones, it might have been Ba'ones a day after Kiddushin, it might have been Ba'ones 2 days after Kiddushin, it makes no difference, it's Ones. It makes no difference if it's two different times.
What's the answer that says it is Sfek Speker? How does it work to say that it is a Sfek Speker?
That was the question. Did it happen before she was 12 or after she was 12? If it happened before 12, right. Then she was permitted to her husband. And if it happened after 12, perhaps it was for Ones.
It still comes to only
Ones. It still only comes to one thing. It still comes to only Ones.
Yeah.
You follow?
However, one has been answered. The Taktev is against her. So she would be prohibited to him. She would be a sir because it's only one.
Only one. Right. I just wanted. That is what Tosfos answers. I just want to tell you a very interesting thing. In the case of the Ashes Yisroel, it's Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov. And even if I will say Tachtov, perhaps it was Berotz, Beones, I can work it differently. Sofek Ones, Sofek Rotzen. And even if I say it was a rotzon, it could have been lavtachtov. So it is a reversible sfek sfeikah.
How could it have been lavtachtov?
You're independent.
It's a reversible sfek sfeikah. I can say sofik tachtov, sofik lavtachtov. And even if it's tachtov, perhaps it was ba'ones.
Right.
I can turn it around. Sofik one, sofik rotzen, and even if I say that it was rotzen, it might have taken place lav tachtov.
Not in the case of the 12, of the 3 to 15.
No, I'm speaking now about the sfek speker. The sfek speker. So it is a reversible sfek speker. Take the case now of the pechusim ibas gimel shonim, where there's only one sofik. The sofik, whether it was one, or the topic of whether it was Ones or Rotzen. Let us take where Tosfos's question was. Tosfos's question was it before 12 years or after 12 years? And even if it was after 12 years, it might have been by Ones. But even as you say the question, Tosfos, can you reverse it? Can you reverse it? So fake Ones, so fake Rotzen. And even if I will say it was Ones, perhaps it took place before she was 12 years old, but 12 years old is also Ones. And even, Sofik Ones, Sofik Rotzen. And even if I will say it was Rotzen, right. Sofik Ones, Sofik Rotzen, thank you, Mark. Sofik Ones, Sofik Rotzen. And even if I will say it was Rotzen, perhaps it was before she was 12, but if it's before it was 12, I can't say it was Rotzen. even before 12 was ordained. So it's an irreversible sex faker. It's an irreversible.
Not reversible.
It's not irregardless.
Don't they use the word here? Right. Do they use the word here?
Right.
So it's an irreversible sex faker. Now, there are two schools. One school of thought says an irreversible sex faker is unacceptable. Tosfos evidently says that an irreversible sex faker is also a sex faker, because he doesn't give that answer. He doesn't say it's a sex faker.
So when you say unacceptable, mean it's not a sex faker?
It's not a sex faker. Tosfos' view is that a sex faker she'eino misapeches is a sex faker. And therefore Tosfos has got to find another answer. Tosfos says, because shame ones chadu. It's one ones. Next time I'll explain that to you a little bit better. Have you got the idea of the irreversible sex faker? Right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
Is there anybody who isn't tired? Gentlemen, we have really more than broken the back of the sukkia. And of course, it's one of the great sukkias in Shas, as I've explained to you. And you've done this before, haven't you?
No.
When you in yeshiva, did you ever do this?
I just missed it. I came this month later.
You've done it before, haven't you?
Next service, no.
You've never done yeshivas before. You've never done the sukkia.
No.
We spoke about it, but never.
You never actually.
I didn't make service for the yeshiva.
Well, all right, then. It's very good. You got it now. Now, the crux of the matter is where a person comes to the Beis Din, a man comes to the Beis Din on Thursday morning. And it's the first night after his wedding, and he says, Pesach Pusuach Motsasi. And Rashi's made it clear to us from the very beginning that the whole question is one of here, of isu, of a prohibition of living with a woman with whom he might not be allowed to live. For example, had she had an illicit association with a man, not illegal, but illicit, an association with a man between the time of Kiddushin and Erusin, she's not allowed to live with him. So he comes to the Beis Din and he says, Pesach Pesuach Motsasi, and it's Rabbi Ozo's deal that what is he saying? Rabbi Ozo says, Ne emon la usro lo. The Beis Din believe what he says, and therefore the woman becomes asura to him. The Gemara immediately asks a question of that, but it's a sfex faker. Why should she become asura to him? We've got a rule that a sfex faker is mutter. The Gemara says, you are quite right. Rabbi Reoza's din applies only to two cases. It applies to Asher's Kohen, where there's only a sophic tachtov, sophic lav tachtov. Because once it's tachtov, even if it's ba'ones, it's also a sura to him. And the second case is Eishes Yisrael, shekobil bo avuo kiddushin, tachus v'bat gimel shonim v'yom echon. Where the kiddushin took place when she was less than 3 years old in a day. Therefore, besuleho chensrim, her besulim come back again. And since so the only sophic can be with its tachtov or talav tachtov. And Rashi learns it very beautifully that now she's a gedola. So it means that there was a very long period that went past. Joel, if you go up to the top there, you've got my Gemara, and I'm allowing you as a guest to use it. Right, okay, you see, right up to the top there. It's Daftis Omid Aleph. And what we are going through now, Joe, is a warming up exercise. Just getting the hang of it. Michael, anything you don't understand, just stop me on the spot. But that applies to everybody. Anything you don't understand, just get me, stop it straight away. So this works out very nicely, that these are the two cases where it can happen. What we were, what caused us some consternation was, on what basis is he believed? We need two witnesses if we want to establish something. We don't believe just on one witness. Another thing is, a man isn't believed on himself. His brother isn't believed to give evidence for him or against him, because his brother is related to him. Who is more related to him, his brother or he? So it's a kal vachomer. If his brother, who is less related to him, can't give evidence about him, he who is more related to himself, how much more so can't he give evidence? So there's no question, he can't give evidence about himself. So that obviously is something that gives Rashi a lot of concern. And Rashi learns it on the basis of Shavyo Alecha Ticho Disu. He is permitted to make something Asura to him. That's still not the end of the story, because we want to know what is the basis, how does he make it Asura to him? What does it mean? He just makes something Asura to him. And I want to learn it only according to Rashi. I don't want to bring in any other shitas there. That's one of the mistakes that is made in today's learning. You know, this is a world where everything is instant copy, instant, without any work, here it is. Instead of doing one thing properly and getting a really good cup of coffee, and you grind it, you take the beans and you grind it, you mix it, and you use that percolator. Another region. You don't know the Gemara, you don't know the Rashi, you don't know the Tosfos. And you never learn how to learn like that. Get to know the stuff, what it is about, and take, here you come. The Rashi says, Shavi Alecha Ticho Disura. What does it mean, Shavi Alecha Ticho Disura? We see that Rashi just says a few key words, and these few key words give us an idea. They give us an idea that there are different types of ne'emonus. When we speak about credibility of witnesses, there are different types of witnesses. I gave you the examples of it. For example, if I borrow $1,000 from Sroel, and then Sroel asks me for the $1,000. I say, are you sure? He looks at me. He said, aren't you sure? I said, no, I don't remember anything about it. He said, you don't remember anything about it? He said, are you denying it? I said, well, I must deny it. I don't know what you're asking me. I can't just pay you $1,000 like this. He said, well, I've got to take you to the Beis Din. I say, fair enough. I come to the Beis Din. Sroel says, I borrowed him $1,000. I say, I know nothing about it. The Beis Din says to Sroel, any witnesses? Sroel says, yes. And he brings two witnesses. Question of witnesses. Couldn't be better. So, yes, they know it. This is the Beis Din exams of two witnesses, it's correct. I said, if the witnesses say so, it's true. Sroel, here's your $1,000. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fine. So what did those two witnesses do? They established the fact. They established the fact. There's another kind of evidence where you don't establish the fact. You don't even need witnesses to establish the fact. Let us say, a man gets married to a woman, it happens, even in California. Happily gets married to a woman, and he says, and afterwards he comes into the shir, say, how are you, what's your name? I said, are you a married man? He said, yes, I'm a married man. I said, a married man, it's interesting. Where do you get married? He says, as a matter of fact, my wife is here. I said, bring her in. wife, are you married? Yes, you're married. Who married you? Married us. Where does it say in the Gemara that you've got to have somebody to marry us? So where's God? So, you know, perhaps you're right. But it does say in the Gemara, Misha, Eina Yodea Tiv, Gitin Vikidushin O Yehela Esekim Moher. If a man doesn't know what it's all about, let him keep far away from it. Don't even have anything to do with it. And I can see already that he doesn't know what it's all about. So I said, but what happened? He said, well, look at here. He shows his wife's ring. I bought her a ring, and I said, are they Atma Kudeshes leave at a bar zoo? Kadas Moshe Yisroel. So we married. We don't like a big fuss. I said, was nobody else there? He said, else there? Of course we had about 100 people, but only the closest relatives. I said, who was the furthest relative? The furthest relative was first cousins. And nobody else there. Nobody else. That's all that was there. It's no really. All the 200 people that were there all come and say, but we saw it. The chosen says, I was Makadish. The woman says, I was Makadishis. Here is the thing. We're not arguing. There's no dispute about it. Say, yes, but there is no chalos. Two witnesses cause the wedding. If you haven't got two witnesses, it's nothing. It's nothing without two witnesses. You've got to have two witnesses, and two witnesses make the wedding, provided the other things are in order. But what you have said is nothing at all. You follow? And that is what serious things happen. I was once shown a kasuba where on the kasuba I recognized that the name of one person was the same as the chosen. So I said, what is this? She says, my brother. I said, the other name? She says, my brother. The name is my brother. Says, the brother of the chosen, the brother of Kala witnesses. I said, and who were the witnesses for the Kiddushin? Those were the witnesses. Those are no witnesses. But they said, but we don't dispute that we were married. We are not arguing that. Of course you're not arguing that. That's not the point. The point is, is it a Kiddushin or is it not a Kiddushin? And it's not a Kiddushin to have two witnesses. So we've got that is two. Larry, just let me just listen to this. You get the whole story very quickly, and if you listen carefully, you'll never forget it. You can't forget it. If you allow it to go from your ears into your brain, and from your brain into your mind, and from your mind into your intellect, and from the intellect into the intellectual bloodstream, you've got it. Even if it stops there, you've already got it. But it can go further than that. But that's where it goes. That is the least you have to get. Otherwise, it's mechanical. Otherwise, it's mechanical, you see. Right. So you get it as far as that. Let's say you get it as far as that. Now, that's another type of evidence. So, it's not a question of credibility, it's a question of establishing something. You establish something. You've got another type of evidence. I tell you. If I ask my wife, she gives me some meat, and I say, is it kosher? She says, yes. I say, are you sure? She gives me a look. She said, don't you learn Gemara? Don't you know the test was in Gittin? A woman is believed to say that it's kosher. I'm telling you it's kosher. I say, but you are my wife, first of all. So how can you give evidence of something on my behalf? What then will you say? It's not on my behalf, it's on your own behalf. It's still worse.
On behalf of the piece of meat. So it's
still worse. It's your kitchen and you say it's kosher. Of course you say it's kosher. It's still worse. The din is Eid Echot Ne'emon Bisu. A woman is allowed to do that, provided she's the type of woman who is kosher. She doesn't, when she goes on holiday, she doesn't eat shellfish. And when she's out at a dinner at a restaurant, she doesn't eat clayfish. And this sort of, is there such a thing? Craig,
yeah,
if it's a Isho Kesheiro and she says so, she is believed. That is a credibility that is known. A Shochet is believed. He checks his testimony that he checks it correctly. He is believed. A woman, she counts the 7 clean days after her Midos. She's believed. That's her. She's believed. So we can see that there is a person is believed. So here is all, just let me get through this written. So here also, Shavya, that the basis of it is a person is believed, le Shavya aleicha ticho di isura, that he can make something prohibited to him in the same way as he can make something permitted to him, a piece of meat, and permitted to another person. So a man is permitted to make something prohibited to him. Now, not by neder, but because he gives evidence, and he's certain of it, and he is in the unique position. He's the only one that can really give that type of evidence. Nobody else can give that type of evidence. In the same way as a woman. She's counted, she says she's 7, she's had her 7 clean days. She's the only one that can do it. But that is to make her permissible. Here it's the reverse. He is believed to make this woman prohibited to him. He is believed in a prohibition. And that is Shavyo Alecha Ticho Di Isura, that Rashi says. That he puts on himself a Chaticho Di Isura. But Rashi uses the word of Ne'emon. Because Rashi says, the Gemara says, Ne'emon La'osre Olov. He is believed. Can you see the Rashi on the fourth line from the top? The Afapisha in Adovra the Yochel is Barel Elo Alpiv, and although this matter can only be clarified by himself, the Gabi Nafshei Havi Menemen LaHashavya Alecha Ticho Di Isuro. In with regard to himself, he is believed. He can make it a Isura. Only with regard to himself. So why does Rashi make so much of this term, Shavya Alecha Ticho Di Isuro? This is what I don't like calling it. But here they call it a concept. It's not a concept, it's a principle, it's a postulate. Shavya Alecha Ticho Di Isura. A man is, he can be believed with regard to himself to make something asura to him. So it's possible, it's possible. A man says, look here, I know that this piece of meat is straight. I know. Two witnesses come along and say it's kosher. I say I know it's straight. I'm not permitted to eat it. All you are permitted to eat it. Because I've got, with regard to myself, I've got full ne'emonus. You understand that? Because this is a critical point here. With regard to himself, he's believed. And that comes out with the Mishnah in Kiddushin, where he says, Kidashtich, I married you. And she says, Lo Kidashtoni, you didn't marry me. You weren't Makadesh me. He is not allowed to marry her sister, but she is allowed to marry his brother. Because he's allowed only according to himself, and he's not allowed only. So you just have to get over that little bit. That's all. Now, Larry, you wanted to ask me something?
It's just very minor. Does a woman count for a witness at a wedding or no?
No, not for that. Bilton?
When we were talking about Ne'amonus,
yes.
Do we have to establish the credibility of the person? Is that always something?
Yeah, we will. It's got to be a kosher. A kosher person.
So in other words, at a wedding, you could have two witnesses.
Look, if Sol comes along and he's a witness, I don't question him.
But somebody who's not Shomer Shabbos.
Well, of course you've got to go into it. Of course you've got to go into that. Easy, of course. Very much so.
I was just troubled a little bit by the examples you gave of Kopa where there weren't kosher witnesses.
Yes.
With the lack of kosher idiom, there would be no question of mamzerim from such a...
No. It's just that these are kiddushin.
I see.
And they can even be a man and wife, but there's no kiddushin, there's no consecration. There's nothing sacred, it's not holy.
And how does that example relate to the Shavi Alecha Tichon Yisura? How is the connection?
The connection is, that is only, I want to explain, that there are different types of evidence. Some evidence is we just want to know whether it, to establish the fact. The other is not the fact we're not concerned about. We know, they tell us what happened and we believe them. The only thing those are not witnesses. There are no witnesses there. We need witnesses, and the witnesses at the wedding make the wedding. They make the wedding.
Because there's no question of the surah.
No. No question of that. No question of that. Yes, Rabbi Sevier.
One thing with respect to the same example that Michael mentioned, we do have the concept, Isha Niknet Bebiya.
Yes.
So, marriage having been consummated, the marriage does exist in that case, according to the halacha.
You
cannot say, in other words, they would require a get in a situation like that.
I paskin that they would require a get.
Yeah.
There are others who paskin that they won't require a get, and the reason that the way I work it out, why do they paskin that they won't require a get? A man who is makadish v'biyo. If the bio means something. But if he makes a habit of it.
Spreading it around.
So, what does the bio mean to him?
I mean, you're talking about a promiscuous individual.
Yes. So, it's a bo'el be'ilaz nus. That's not kiddushin. He doesn't, to him, when we discuss bio, we go into what a bio is. That's a bio's news. Bio's news, so what is that? That isn't kosher.
Then you would not require a gift, then. Require a gift.
I require a gift.
There is
a very important authority today. There's a very important authority today. He says that you don't require a get under the veil. Each case has got to be gone into. But he says under those circumstances where the couple, it's not that it was a mistake that they wanted to have a kosher wedding. They didn't worry them about having a kosher wedding. Let's say they went to a magistrate's court or a registry and they had that. So you're going to say that they are properly married. That's not our idea of marriage, you see. Well, I don't want to go into those things because they aren't really apposite.
I'm just a bit troubled by that.
Yes, you don't have to be troubled about it. What I don't want you to be troubled about is the possibility that in the case of Shavi Alecha Tichon Yisura, and I'm particularly concerned about you, Michael, that in the case of Shavi Alecha Tichon Yisura, you get a situation, all Shavi Alecha Tichon Yisura means he's only believed with regard to himself. But that is all. Not regard to anybody else. So in this, his kasuba, he can't be upset. She can't get a kasuba. And in the other case that the Gemara gives of he says, I betrothed you, I was makadish you, and she says, you will makadish me. He is believed, but only with regard to himself, not with regard to anybody else. And I'm stressing that a lot, because this is part of your maturity in learning. It's important for your maturity in learning. You've got to become mature to this, you see, that it is... people who are not mature in learning, people who are not mature altogether. It's either right or wrong. It's either kosher or treif. They can't discern that there are degrees in it. It's either black or white. That is not the way it works. It's a question of maturity. A person who is immature sees either black, it's black or white, it's kosher or tape, that's all he can see. It's right or wrong, that's all he can see. Can't see anything else. It's either summer or winter. Aye, that it's winter now in at Cape Horn. So if he takes a plane to Cape Horn, must he take summer clothes or winter clothes? He must take winter clothes. But it's summer, how can it? Yeah, it's summer there, it's winter. What's the terrible thing? Can't you understand that? If he's immature, he can't understand it. See, he can't understand it. So in every area, there is the question of maturity, and that is why I'm stressing this point. I just want to get to what Shav Yalecha Tichoni Yisura means. Shav Yalecha Tichoni means to unbelieve, to utter anything, but only as far as I myself is concerned. Am concerned, only as far as I myself am concerned, nobody else and nothing else, that's all. But there I'm really, and why? Because I'm doing Shad Rashi Shita, because I am believed in a case where it is certain that I know, and I've got no doubt about it. I know that it's so. We say, as far as you yourself is concerned, you believe. As far as anybody else, you know. Yes, sir.
In each of these cases, his condition is being depreciated. How about the case where it might be improving it?
Well, there it's better. You see, that's why we use the expression, Shavya Alecha Ticha Yisuri. It's only with regard to himself he can make it prohibited. Only with regard to himself in this case. But to make it permitted for other people, yeah, we want to be very careful that it doesn't cause any damage. Yeah. Where it can cause damage, we say, okay, you can do it only with regard to yourself. Can't do it with regard to anybody else.
Clearly, couldn't they believe if you were improving his condition?
I mean, pardon?
If he were improving his condition.
No, then it can be believed also, for example, the Shochet who says, I shechted this and I say it's kosher. And he's provided he's a reliable man. So there he's believed. There he is believed. But he's believed not only with regard to himself, he's believed with others also, with regard to others too. But here we are very careful that he is believed, for example, had it been in the reverse, that two witnesses would have said that it is, everything is all right, this meat is all right. He says it's not all right. For yourself, you can say it's not all right. And it becomes not all right for yourself. And if you eat it, you've done wrong.
This is a little bit tricky because when you're implying then that the other, that these are a day checker?
No, you see, that is where you've got to be. That is where it's not. That's not Shavyalecha Tichoni Yisura. That's not how it works. That you've got to be careful
of. You can't invert it. In other words, for example, if two witnesses come and say that it's trace, you can't declare it kosher for yourself.
No. Okay. Then he can't do it. Then he can't do it. It's Shavya Alecha Tichoni Yisura. Because he's not doing any damage to himself. But to another person, it would be doing damage. But he can do, it's not the case that he's machmir. It's not the case of a chumrah. It's a case of ne'emonas. He is believed. And this is a fine point. And if we understand this, then we can go through the whole Rashi. Otherwise, we get stuck on the Rashi, the meaning of the Gemara. I translate the Gemara, we can translate the Gemara. One thing, Harry, what's worrying you?
I've got two questions. The first one is very simple, and that is, what is the literal definition of the word Haticha?
A piece.
A piece, like a piece of meat.
That's right.
Okay.
Next question.
Next question, and if you want to put this off, to a later time, I'll understand that. But if someone says "Asafa Suf Matsasi," and then they're believed, would they then be permitted or prohibited from her relatives, her sister, for example?
He is prohibited because he's already married to her.
Okay.
He's married to her already, and so he divorces her. He's got to divorce her now. So he's got the same law of a married person as being divorced.
Okay.
Before, he can't marry his sister. And she can't marry his brother.
It that would be related to what Rashi said next.
That of course, there is a question. They were never married.
Uh-huh.
As soon as a man says to a woman, Are Akma Kudesh, leave it, Bazuka, does for Chevy Strayed, he can't marry her sister and she can't marry his brother. Even if he divorces her in 15 minutes later, he divorces her. Right. She can't marry his brother anymore.
No, but I mean, in the same Rashi here, where he's talking about the ketubah, that, he's talking about the ketubah,
yeah.
That implies
that there really is a marriage. Yes, it's not a marriage. Yes, there's no question about that.
Okay.
Right. So that we've got, yes.
The eight echad nemen basur.
Yes.
So we say that there an eight echad would be believed by all.
Why isn't
it over here? Eight echad nemen basur. She's the one witness.
She.
He.
Yes, he's the witness.
He's the one that says Pesach Masuch.
Yes, right. But we do believe him. See,
but not even for himself is what I'm asking.
But he is believed for himself.
He should be believed for everybody else.
Oh, I see. That he's believed for everybody else.
Right.
No, he can't be like that. Just let us take a case. In the case of a piece of meat, he is believed ne'emon al-sro'lo. Is he a shofet?
No.
What is he? Well, I'd say he's an ordinary witness. He's an ordinary
witness. Are we talking about the shofet?
We're really speaking about the shofet.
So if we're talking about a shofet, didn't we say eidach nami yisurin?
Yes.
So in other words, he's believed to say for somebody else that you shouldn't eat this piece of meat.
Well, he can say I didn't shift it properly, and therefore I...
Right.
Yes.
So he's believed
yes.
to make that piece of meat usher to everybody.
Yes. He is believed because he is abiding over it. Now, yet he is believed that all he is believed that she is asura to him. To say that she is asura to others puts him out of his purview because yet he's dealing with a human being. That means he's going into her rights that he can't do. A piece of meat, yes.
Okay, but if he says that if we say that Neman Asra Allah...
You see, there's going to... I don't want to get into another altogether of whether she can marry another Kohen. Let us say, speaking about Asher's Kohen. So there's one sort of letter... Well...
Russian doesn't make a difference.
No, but it can make a difference. Let us say if... Well, it can make a difference whether she can marry another Kohen because there's a sophic whether there was a Bia Tachtov. So as she can't live with this Kohen, it's a sophic whether she can live with another Kohen.
But how is the sophic of Bia Tachtov? I mean, it has to be Tachtov.
It could be not Tachtov. Then she would be permitted to another.
And he goes and tines Pesach Matzur, and it's not
Tachtov. Yes, we don't know. That's the Sophic. She's prohibited to him because of Sophic. One Sophic.
Well, the Tachtov allowed
Tachtov. That's all.
And didn't they make the Kedushin before?
Yes, of course. But now the question whether he's got to divorce her. If a woman has been unfaithful to her husband, he's got to divorce her.
Right.
And we don't know where it was. If it's a sophic, like every sophic, it's prohibited. She's prohibited.
I mean, you could believe.
There's another Levi Yehuda alone you can talk with, yes?
If a man is believed, if he says, I married you, and she says, no, you didn't.
Yes.
In these times where one wife is permitted, these times, does he have to give her a guess?
No. He says, I married you. Oh, he
wants to marry someone else.
Possibly he'd have to give her a gift.
But she doesn't have to accept it.
Well, I mean, if you're speaking in these terms, that she doesn't have to. All right, then the Beis Din accepts on her behalf. Then the monarch shall.
And
then
she can marry
someone else. Yes, but she can live cheap. She can marry somebody else even if she's got a husband. It's he that is in difficulty. She is not. But this is the point that you can only do it as far as yourself is concerned. To make an Isur, you can't go into anybody else's territory. That you can't do. For yourself, you can do it, but you can't do it for anybody else.
What do we just that back to Eid Echot?
To Eid Echot, and so?
To say that for himself, he can make an Esther.
If he should be an Eid Echot, Ne'emon B'Yisuri, when we say an Eid Echot, Ne'emon B'Yisuri, then he says, I am in the position that I know that this meat is not kosher. So he is in the position. In what position are you? I was the shochet. He's got to be in a position that he knows. Here, if he just comes and gives evidence, that's no good. It's got to be evidence in by Eid Echot, it's got to be evidence that he is in the position that he knows.
So he is the only one that really knows.
That's the only time that he's believed. Then we say Eid Echot Ne'emon.
Only on Sunday.
The woman in the kitchen, she knows, she deals with it. She's the only one. She can make it kosher or treif.
And a Pesach Pesuach.
Pesuach, he is the only one who knows. So we believe him. So what do we want? We believe him. We believe everything you say.
Yeah, but we see we're qualifying in the sense of saying it on himself.
On himself, yes. That's all we can say.
I think the problem you're having is that you're...
But what you wanted to be also on anybody else?
Also for the woman too.
To do what?
That they have to get a divorce. There has to be a get. The ksuba has to go.
That you can't do. Because that is something that belongs to her. For that you've got to have two witnesses. That's not easy, that's more. Mm-hmm. For that you've got to have two witnesses.
I understand if you change a category.
That's Mormon already. That's not easy.
I think the question that
it's really you. Just one moment come to you. Yes, Michael?
No, it's just... Let me just repeat something that I believe I heard you say. Yeah. In the situation where there even are two witnesses saying, for instance, that something is kosher.
Yes.
And the man still has reason to believe that it's straight. He can still Israel for himself.
That shall be but only for himself.
The two witnesses establish it for the world. Yes. You can always do something for your own.
Yes, but then I've got to be in the position where I can be believed, you see. Sure. Yeah, he's in the position, he says, look here. What do you say to him? You say Pesach Pesuach, are you sure? He says, yes. He said, are you quite sure? He said, you think I'm stupid? I might be foolish, but I'm not stupid. He said, but you might have made a mistake. He said, now you're suggesting that I'm mad. So I didn't make a mistake. I know what I'm speaking about. I'm sure. For himself, he's sure. But that's as far as it can go.
But there is no situation in which there's an aid after namas for anyone except himself.
That's all. That's all. Unless he is a shochet. Then he is the only one who knows.
That's...
To make it also, to make it permitted, there are more cases. You follow? To make it permitted, it's easier. A woman is permitted to say she's no longer in need of.
But in a situation in which he's the only one in a position to know,
yes,
a person like a shohet, even based upon an aid echot, can make it also for the entire world.
Yes. Because he is in a position to
know.
He says that there's something went wrong.
Exactly. So why in the situation we're talking about, where he comes up and he says, Pesach Pesuach.
He's in a position to know.
He's in a position to know. He's the only one. Why wouldn't he make her also for...
For who?
Well, obviously for any woman.
Well, it's not so certain that she can't marry to a Kohen. Because she'll get a get. But then he doesn't make her, also the get makes her.
But no, I mean, for a Kohen... Oh.
Then forget he doesn't.
But then just there for his relatives, just for the sake of argument.
Then he doesn't.
Why does? Since he's in
and then you mustn't forget there's another thing here.
Yes.
When a person comes along and says that I know this piece of meat is treif and I'm the only one that's in a position to know, it's treif for everybody. Does the meat say he's kosher? The meat doesn't say it. What does this woman say?
She says she's kosher.
She says it wasn't Pesuach. Yeah. So it's her word against his word. Don't forget that that's an important part. She says not. So he can only believe for himself but not for anything else. in the central. You follow?
I think I'm getting it.
Yes. You remember we went to some trouble to show that she says now we've got the proof from the other from the who Omer Kidash Tir. The he Omer is Lo Kidash Tony. She denies it.
Would it be correct to say that the principle of rewriting is not a broad, strong, generally applied principle? It's a qualified, limited.
Oh, with all these things. There are such distinctions, and then distinctions become fine distinctions, and fine distinctions become nice distinctions. Of course it is. Yes. Of course you've got it. And I'm rather careful. I just gave you an overall principle. I asked you not to pass him. I must tell you, you know, you speak about paskening. If you just allow me to divert for a moment, I speak about paskening. What paskening is, they publish today pamphlets for Pesach. How to pasken for Pesach, you know. If nitzal ma'achilas kelev, if there is a law that if a dog won't eat it, even a dog won't eat it, then the chometz is so bad that you can use. All right. Well, I'm very careful with that. Anyway, woman told me one day she was having dinner at our house. And she drank vodka, not this American stuff, the proper stuff. Polish vodka, not Smirnoff, proper vodka. So she tasted the vodka. She said, "Yes, I was very pleased to know that I could use it during Pesach." I said, "Beg your pardon." She said, "You didn't." I said, "You are not going to tell me that you had it during Pesach." She said, "Yes. I heard that Rabbi Soloveitchik paskin that if a dog won't have it, then you can eat it." I said, "But it's more chometz than bread." I said, "That applies only if a human being certainly won't eat it, that even a dog won't eat it. But if a dog won't eat it and a human being will eat it, that's chometz." But can you see what she did? She read it. And I must tell you, that the Torah world is most opposed to all these things that are being done in English. Where people open it and now this woman says, that's the law. So I said, "Did you go to a rabbi to ask him, even not a textbook rabbi, any rabbi, to go and ask him?" She said, "No, I didn't have to. I read it." And she does a lot of reading, and so I read it. Now imagine a person doing an open heart operation. He's read about it in the Reader's Digest. I mean, that's what it is. It's a bit of a galactic one, guys. But this is what is happening. This is what is happening. They come, they get the, they read these pamphlets on everything, and they know it's all there, that everything is there. Instant.
Cardinal Winery puts out a gin that says kosher pizza on it.
Fine, all right.
Rabbi Nathan Green.
That really is.
Why do we bring up the question of whether a dog will eat it or not? If it's true that a human being won't eat it, then we don't even have to worry about animals. I mean, that atonement. Okay.
No, so why do we bring up? If a human being won't eat it, but a dog will eat it, there's still chomets there. We deal with it as chomets.
So you're not allowed to derive any benefit from chomets.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just giving you that as an example of how careful you must be. And I must tell you that this woman is a woman who has been through for nearly 2 years now. But she's been through, really orthodox through, for nearly 2 years. But they had vodka on Pesach, which is more chometz than bread. That they had on Pesach, and the way she did her Pesach, I had to quickly make up my mind that I was going to kill her this, or to wait till next Pesach to kill her. Because I know what distress it would cause her. So I decided that I had to tell her immediately, you can know what happens next Pesach. And I've got to see that she doesn't do this thing with other things. She'll do it with all these things. How careful you've got to be, you just, but I mean, that is a caricature of a situation. But when you start working with chazokas, and there's a chazoka for, and there's a chazoka against, and there's a rove plus a chazoka, and there's a weak rove and a cheskes aguf, or the weak rove and a chazoka and a cheskes, and you've got to start working out which is, and then you've got a sfixtek, and you've got a sfixtek as your enemies are peches. You know what you've got to do. And the person who's got to paskin has got to work all this out. And if he can't work it out, then he takes up the phone and he consults somebody who knows a little bit more than he does and tries to work it out together with him. And that person might say, look here, I think you better take it further. And then that is the way you work, you see. But unfortunately, these English, you can get everything in English today, and it's doing a lot of damage because people just don't know what it's all about. Alright, now let us get a move on now. So, now we come a little bit further into the Rashi. The Rashi, there are a few key words in the Rashi. In the third line in the Rashi, in the middle of the third line in the Rashi, Avol Zeus Berurolo, but this is certain to him, Shepesach Posuach Motzo. He is certain about that it's Pesach Pesuach Motzo. If he says, I might have found Pesach Pesuach, it's nothing. He says, I'm absolutely certain that it was Pesach Pesuach. Then we say, Nehemona, Usrova, Afafisha, Eno, Dobra, Zech, Yochel, Izbare, Elo, Alpiv. He is the only person who knows. Legabi Nafshe, Havi, Mehem, Leshavia, Lechatiko, Di Suro. He is believed with regard to himself. Make it chaticho di suro, so it's a question of isur, of eid echod neemon bi surin, and he is an eid echod here, although it's himself, because he's the only one who's in the position who can know about it. All these points that we have mentioned with regard to it, we take all that into consideration, and she becomes a sura. Avala hafsiro kesubosele mehemen. But he's not believed to be Masi de Kesuba. That's a matter of Mormon. And in Mormon, I'll be Shrei Meidim Yochum Dobri. You've got to have two witnesses for it. You want to make or lose a Kesuba? You've got to bring two witnesses. How can I bring two witnesses? How can you bring two witnesses? You can't bring two witnesses. Pay. But she, you can't make or lose it. That works out extremely well, this piece of Gemara. Fine? Good. And we learn it mitam neemonos. He is believed. That is the way we learn it.
But isn't that very weird? Yeah. I mean, not weird. No, excuse me. That was yes. What I meant.
Yes.
Here, the whole time is neemonos. He's believed.
Yes.
But lo meheven lehefset ksuba.
Because it's that's Mormon. That's
but he's the only one that could make it clear.
Make it clear. I ain't make it clear, Mormon. But if it's a question you want to lose a person in their own. Okay, if I say, I'll reverse it now, then you'll be able to understand it. You owe me $10,000. Is it 2,000? Witnesses? No witnesses. You didn't want witnesses. You didn't want anybody to know that I owed you, that you owed me $10,000. So I gave you $10,000. Please give it back to me. Yeah, I don't know what you're speaking about. Bring witnesses. I'm the only person that knows. So I can't do that. In the question of Mormon, you've got to have two witnesses. You can have, we're going to have other interesting developments here. Let us say, one person sees another person kill. A man kills another man. Let us assume the dead man comes and gives evidence. He said, he killed me. I'm the only one who can know. Can't do anything. You've got to have two witnesses. And he can't be a witness for himself. You follow on those. It's only in Isur that an Eid Echod is believed.
That's okay, all.
So we've changed it to mum and again.
When
we're talking about the
circle, you need two witnesses for that. He can't do that. That is very clear. Yes, Michael.
Can I follow up Sully's question correctly? Yes. There's an example that I think gets to the heart of my interest, probably both of us. Let's say we have a show here. He works for Empire Poultry.
Yes.
Empire Poultry has invested thousands and thousands of dollars in a great big ship. The chef then comes forward and says, I'm the only one who knows, and I know what went on here, and this meat isn't kosher. The halal or whatever wasn't proper, the meat isn't kosher. I'm the only one in a position to know. And Empire Poultry says, wait a minute, we're going to have a fantastic financial loss. We're going to lose tens of thousands of dollars from this. Is he willing?
Yes, because he's not giving evidence on the machinery. He's only giving evidence on his khalif. He said, my khalif wasn't in order. That he's believed. The consequences is another thing.
And they still
That's anonymous.
but isn't that very similar to the situation
The kasuba. Yes, the kasuba, you can't. The kasuba bring two witnesses.
But wouldn't he need to bring two witnesses in the sense that he's causing such a tremendous financial loss?
No.
Become a question
mark. No, because that is mamela. It's not, he's not giving, he's not saying anything about the machinery. He's not saying anything about that. He's only giving evidence on that which he knows. The consequences are terrific. And if two men give evidence that A murdered B, you see, you know what it means. A is in the middle of a very, very big deal. Do you know what's going to happen? He's going to use it. Or two witnesses come and give evidence that a woman murdered a certain man and she's found guilty. And they open up the will and he's left her a lot of money. Now she can't get the money because she killed him. She can't get the money. So can they sue her? They said, look here, can she sue the witnesses? You gave evidence against me and now I've lost the money. In the Jewish law you can't do that. You follow? It's a resultant of it. But they said, look here, we had nothing to do with the money in the will.
But isn't that the same situation? In other words, the person here had nothing to do with the fact that the Sassi, he had nothing to do with it. It was just a part of the situation he discovered.
That's all he gives evidence. He says, Pesach Pesua, Beis Din, what is my position? Beis Din says, you can't live with her. One Sophic, you can't live with her. That's all you can do. I, the Kasuba, he said, Yari Shabya Lechatichodi Surah, you only believe with regard to yourself. Now you want to say, but there, look what happens. But she says, it wasn't Pesach Pesuah. It was Pesach Sasu. That's what she says. She contradicts him. The chicken doesn't say anything, the knife doesn't say anything.
But what you're saying is it would be a different situation if there were other people who worked.
If there's other evidence, yes, then he can only do it with regard to himself.
Then there could be witnesses who could say, we know that his knife was good.
Right? You would
have. I have a question. If I find Pesach Pesui, must I come forward?
No. Because when you get married, and I hope it's going to be very soon, your rabbi is going to do kiddushin and nisuin at the same time. So if it's post-suah, then when did it take place? After the wedding. But when did it take place? Before the kiddushin. Before the kiddushin. So she was naughty.
What about the time of the...
Of course he has to come. Yes, that was the whole first Mishnah. Shema Yiskar Yitani. His whole Rashi, Shema Yiskar Yitani, because unless it's Svek Svek, it's all right. But in the Asia's going to produce him, but he's got to come.
The thing I wanted to ask before, just to clarify, is it necessary that Shavi Lechatichat Yisura and Adef and Embasurin are have to work together?
No, because where a shochet says it's mutter, or my wife says that it's kosher, it's got nothing to do with shavu lechatichat isura. It's making it mutter. It's only right. In the case of isur, there's a special, and that is the question that Rabbi Yankel David asked.
What I'm saying is, why do we have to say that shavu lechatichat isura is because of Eidech and Emin Besura? Why can it not be a separate category?
Yes, well, that is the machlekes of the Ritvo and Rashi. I don't want to do the Ritvo. The Ritvo says it's mitam neder. I can work it out for you, mitam neder, but it's a very complicated business, and I don't want to do it.
In other words, what I'm saying though is that a person can be shavi alech tichad yisura,
but not necessarily.
But not necessarily be an Eidech in terms of neder yisura.
That's right, yes. The Gabi others not, no.
That's exactly what's
happening. In any case,
that's exactly. That's
but right. In any case, somebody can say, well, I won't eat this meat, I just won't tell anybody else about it.
I beg pardon?
Somebody can say, well, I won't eat this meat, but I just won't tell anybody. So
it's a
Maisa
B'Chogya. It's a Maisa B'Chogya.
Which means?
It happens every day.
Uh-huh. It happens every day.
Okay.
I mean, I was in a situation where I was quite certain that the meat wasn't kosher. I was quite certain. I didn't eat the meat. And people who put themselves under my jurisdiction didn't eat the meat. And I said, we'll make a public statement. I said, what do I make a public statement for? You'll have 100 people saying it is kosher. And I knew it wasn't kosher. I had a very difficult time. I wasn't allowed to eat it. I was certainly not allowed to eat it.
Okay. I just want to extend it a little bit more in the case we're talking about over here. In the case of Pesach Pesuch Mezasi, we're saying Shavu Lechatichat Yisura. Why is it necessary for us to say, to come up with a reason to substantiate Shavu Lechatichat Yisura by saying it's because of Eidech and Emin Besura?
Yes. Because he comes to the big scheme and he says, I want to go on living with my wife. Even if she was naughty, we say, just a minute, you can't speak like that. Naughty is if it happened before Kiddushin. If it happened after Kiddushin, it's not naughty. That's treachery. It's a different thing altogether that they never speak the same language. He said, but I want to keep her. Well, you're not allowed to. He said, but I won't do anything that's wrong. I want to know what the deen is. So he said, are you certain? I will zos brurolo. I said, that I'm certain. He said, I've got to tell the truth. He said, that I'm certain it was Pesach Pesuach. Pesach Pesuach, and you're a Kohen, a Surati. That's Pesach HaLochah. You follow it?
Yeah.
It works out so beautifully.
Okay. So we have to work on the assumption that it's not something that he's finding just to find fault with her in order to...
Oh, who are we dealing? You're dealing with decent people, with honest people. When you're dealing with a person who isn't honest, then we discuss it, and it says so. Of dealing with honest people.
No, but my point would have been if
some of the most pleasant memories that I have of my work was on the Beis Din. This several times, two litigants came and they said, there's no dispute about the facts. All we want to know is the law. So we are giving you the facts. No dispute about that. All we want to know is that the dispute is only about the law. That's all. Several times that happened. That is a din Torah. So we're not in, no disputing about the facts. I might have to establish something. I establish something. That no, this is all we want to know is the law. Well, that's the people you're dealing with.
No, the later we... Okay. Established as the chiddush is that even if he is not sure
you still believe it.
Even if we are not sure that he's sure. If he wouldn't be sure, we wouldn't believe him. Very good. We are not sure that he's sure. We say it can be that he's imagining it. But he says, if you say to him, you know, we are not certain that. He said, you might not be certain. I am certain. Perhaps you're not certain. I said, what do you mean? Said, perhaps you, it was sourced, it was close. I said, yeah, I might be foolish. You think I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. I know.
And if he's not completely sure, then he's not.
If he's not sure, of course not. Then it's not, then this thing. Then it's not name or nazar or law. If a person says, he's in front of a court. You called as a witness for the prosecution. Did A kill B? He said, I guess so. I guess so? Because he's no witness.
I'm sorry to continue what we've been saying because I know you want to go further, but I have to ask. In the case where you knew the meat was trash,
yes,
but you knew it wouldn't have been believed, 100 people would have contradicted you, are you obliged to go and tell the people who might believe you?
It depends what my position is. If I am in charge of it, then I must tell them.
In charge of?
I'm in charge of the meat. But if there are other people in charge of the meat, I can't do it. The town has accepted them. I can't do anything. Right. But it hasn't got to do with the subject. Okay, yeah. Let's get on to our subject.
One final thing. Yes. Just very quick. If a person is not sure.
Yes.
In other words, he's not sure whether. Is he still required to go to the business?
No. Okay. Then he does. But let's say he comes to the Bezdin and he says, I'm not sure. I say, you're not sure.
Okay, but he wouldn't be required from the beginning if he's not sure. Yes.
No, the only thing is he doesn't know that that is the deen. He doesn't know.
Okay.
And he's one of these people that isn't prepared to just rely on what he reads in the Reader's Digest and post him from that. And he'll want to know. He said, look here, this is the position. They'll kill him, go home. It's all right. That's what that is. The same as if he comes and it's a Svetsvakov. He comes and he says, look, this is what I found. We say, look, we believe you that's what you found. But you may go home and she's materialist to you. Mm. And in 9 cases out of 10, he doesn't even ask why she's being materialist. He's only too happy. fine. That's all it is. You think he wants to open it? That's why he wants to scam. All right. Yes.
Okay, if he isn't, then would he not be ushered to her, not be ushered from her, because he's not certain, would that also be a Svetsvakov?
No.
There would be a doubt whether she was...
That isn't a Svetsvakov.
Okay.
I mean, you can't have a Svetsvakov where you get a rabbi, and he says, well, I don't know whether... what the deen is, whether it's kosher or tef, I don't know what the deen is. But let me just ask another rabbi, let me ask my colleague. So he asked the colleague who knows less than he does. He said, do you know him? He said, I don't know. He said, I've got a speech.
Okay, so you
that's not a speech. You follow? Right. You gotta understand what it is. You know. Now, so that is, we've got that clear. And the Gemara establishes that it's people with only one sotik, and that's Ba'eshus Kohen or Ba'eshus Yisroel, Chagen, Kobi Bo'avu, Kedushin, the Chusim, and Baski Moshoni, Ve'yam Echon. Now, the Gemara says, but this is something that is understood. Because we know, it says, I was Makadesh you, and he says, no Kidash Toni, he's believed. She can't do anything for, but he's believed, so we know about it. So the Gemara says, yes, there is a distinction here. When he says Kidash Tich, is he certain that he was Makadesh?
Sure.
That he gets, of course. Are we certain that he knows what he's speaking about?
No.
Of course. You say, of course. We've got no reason to say no.
Write it down.
But in the case where he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, is he certain?
Yes,
he's certain. He's absolutely certain. Are we certain?
No.
That's it. So I might have said in this case there is a flaw in the Nehemonis. There is a flaw in the credibility. We are not altogether certain. I say, that answers the Gemara, Kamash Malon. It lets us, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi also, that although we might have a hesitation about it, he is absolutely certain, and therefore Nehemon la'Israelov. Works out beautifully. I've got the idea. Said, so works out, have we got a prayer with a bit?
Yes, I got in particular.
It just works out like a little piece
of. It sort of relieves the suspicion that Rabbi Elazar had brought up something either trivial or redundant.
Of course, that's right. That's right. So that gets us over there. Now, I've got to move on. I thought that I would have spent time warming up on the Tosfos also. And I wanted to go a little bit deeper into it, but I think we better report progress. And you've got a good idea of this piece of Gemara, a good idea of how it works with Nehemonis. So let us go on further. Asks the Gemara Umira Omar Rabin Ozer Hochi. Have you all got the place in the...
No.
Okay, we have to. Did Rabbi Ozer really say that in this case a man is believed? And here comes an interesting piece of Gemara. For Omar Rabbi Ozer eino isho neseres al baalo elo al iske kinu yustiro. Rabbi also says a woman can only become asura to her husband through kinui ustiro, where there was kinui and where there was stiro. In other words, where he said in front of two witnesses, I don't want you to go out with that man, and afterwards there is stiro that she was together with that man alone. Let us say in, what do they call that hotel?
We call them incriminating circumstances.
Well, they were together in a hotel room, and two witnesses saw them going into the room and closing the door behind them, and hearing the door being locked. He doesn't know if it was the man or the woman, but the door was locked.
And the do not disturb sign was hung up.
No, leave them. We'll leave them. Why? Why should we take it? Everyone else has got to take it too far. And then, so if you ask them, what are you doing there? They were playing chess all night. They say, got a common interest. Yeah, got any other common interest? He's got yes, but that is what we happen to be doing. What is it? So he says. Ain ho isho neseres al baale elo al iske kinu yustira ucha maisa shehoyo. And like the actual happening that took place, that took place with David and Bathsheba. And that I'll discuss with you later this evening. Ask the Gemara, that is what Rabbi Eliezer says. So what is the Gemara's question? If Rabbi Eliezer says that an isho can become prohibited to her husband only through kinui ustiro, then is this kinui ustiro that Rabbi Eliezer says? He says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi. Is there kinui ustiro?
No.
There's no kinui ustiro. So, in what the question of the Gemara is here, that Rabbi Eliezer, number two, contradicts and conflicts with Rabbi Eliezer number one. That is the question that the Gemara asks. Have you got it, Professor?
Yes, I see that Rabbi Eliezer.
You've got to be clear. First, two things you've got to be clear on. After we know already Rabbi Eliezer's statement, number one statement, we've got that clear. what the first thing you've got to be clear now in the new part here is, what is his statement number two? What does he say? And the second thing you've got to be clear on is that what he says conflicts with statement number one. The two can't stand together. That's the question that the Gemara asks. Yes.
This reflects on the obvious assignment we were learning before with Rabbi Mandelberg and Sutta.
That's right.
The Kinnui and Sira are only an issue in the case where there is some doubt as to
what you've got to be careful here is not to anticipate it, because you already know something of the result of it. Yeah, you in the workshop, you're getting it in the laboratory. You're going right through the whole process here. You follow. You're going through the process here. You're going through the reasoning. It's like the professor of mathematics, he puts up the mathematical problem on the board, and he says, work it out. One student says, here's the answer. Yeah, I've got the answer. Yeah, here's the answer. Oh, very nice. It's the answer. That's not, we want to work it out. We want to come to the answer. That is, so you've just got to be careful. Have we got it? Right. Now,
same Rabbi Elazar?
Same, exactly the same. That's what makes the question so difficult. So, here Rabbi also says the only way in which, if a man is married to a woman, in which he can become prohibited to him, he says the only way. Of course, we're going to jump on Rabbi Elazar like a ton of bricks in a moment or two. The only way. And if two witnesses see that they are in bed together and they have an association together, it means that he can go on living with his wife. That is nothing. Kinnui, it's ridiculous, of course. But we are still only, this is the problem. This is the statement that he made. And this statement conflicts with the first statement. The second statement is the only way a woman can become asura to her husband is where on the part of the husband there has been kinui in front of witnesses, and now those same witnesses or a second pair of witnesses come and say, and now we've actually seen them go together and be in away from anybody, closed up together. We've seen. He says that's the only way a married woman can become prohibited to her husband. But he says it can become prohibited if he says, he has another way. So the two contradict? That's the question. Philip, what do you want to ask?
If Rabbi Elazar said one thing,
yes,
and then said another thing,
yes,
that seems seemingly in conflict with the first thing, then don't we say, obviously this is an obvious question, only a rhetorical question?
No. What we say is we've got to understand what he means. The first statement, Rabbi Elazar, number one, we know exactly what he means. That we've cleared up beautifully.
But we say we have to understand what he means, knowing that it makes sense in the end.
But then that's what the Gemara tries to do. First thing the Gemara does, it analyzes it. Let's make an analysis. You follow? Let's make a diagnosis. Is that what they call it? Let's make an analysis, or let us make a diagnosis, so that we know what it is that he says. That's the first thing we've got to do. Be clear on what he says. You follow, Philip?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to proceed to do now. Got it? Joe, are you unhappy? No, fine. Let's go further. And says Rabbi Elazar also, Ucha Maisa Shehoyu. The Maisa Shehoyu was the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. So we'll soon see. Now we're coming to some very interesting stuff.
I'm sorry, Maisa Shehoyu.
And like the Maisa, a Maisa is the incident which was. And like the incident which was. And we know what it's referring to. It's referring to the Maisa of David and Bathsheba.
Russians.
The Bathsheba.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't want to say that. Euphemism for that, I think.
Pardon?
They're deliberately using a euphemism.
Excuse me, just sitting without my jacket and doing this to my tie, I just feel frightfully hot. And I hope you'll forgive me. Right, now, ask the Gemara. First of all, says the Gemara, the Tisboro Shebemaise Shehoyo Bikinu Yistiru Hava, says that we are analyzing now. Says the Gemara, look, first of all, let us take the Maise Shehoyo Bashera. You say, the only way, says Rabbi Elazar, number two, that a woman can become Asura to her husband is through Kinu Yustiro, and the evidence of it is the Maise Shehoyo. What happened on the Maise Shehoyo? Dovi sees this woman, he invites her to the palace, he has an association with her, she gets a child, she becomes pregnant,